Your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 54, northeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, lows level off around 43, overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 60, tomorrow sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 43.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Farmers are paying high prices for fertilizer, but it's also becoming increasingly difficult to even secure input shipments because of the unreliability of rail service. Deputy Ag Secretary Jewel Brona said this week in the first day of a two-day hearing held by the Surface Transportation Board. She said Union Pacific recently announced a cutback in the number of cars it had online, and they've heard reports the railroad had asked fertilizer shippers to reduce their volumes by 20%. But a spokesman from the Fertilizer Institute said the individual companies have reached deals with the UP to avoid the reduction in deliveries. The world is watching and wondering about this year's wheat harvest, both in Kansas and abroad. The combination of expanding drought conditions and steep input prices in the U.S. and the continued impact of the Russia invasion of Ukraine has the markets and farmers on both sides of the world on edge. A collection of resources from policymakers to analysts have insights into the economic impact of the current geopolitics. Justin Gilpin, the CEO of Kansas Wheat, said the growing season has an unprecedented combination of geopolitics, weather, and some of the highest fertilizer prices and chemical inputs. But farmers here and abroad will remain resilient, reminders of the importance of agriculture as a constant in a world full of conflict. Michael Anderson, U.S. Wheat Associates, says while the Russia-Ukraine conflict remains the biggest driver of wheat future prices, U.S. winter wheat in drought conditions across the plains becoming an increasingly bullish factor. He said the latest concerns is likely to overshadow USDA's recent estimate for a slight increase in winter wheat acres with potentially serious implications for supplies heading into summer. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The tornado that damaged more than 1,000 buildings in South Central Kansas generated winds up to 165 miles per hour and carved a path of destruction nearly 13 miles long. The National Weather Service said a tornado that caused extensive damage Friday night in the Wichita suburb of Andover and injured several people rated an EF3 on the enhanced Fujita scale it uses to assess tornadoes. The National Weather Service said that the tornado was on the ground for 21 minutes Friday evening. Two vandalism cases this past week in Atchison, one at a school, the other at a church, are under investigation. The incidents occurred Wednesday on the grounds of Trinity Lutheran School at 611 North 8th Street and at St. Benedict's Abbey, 1020 North 2nd Street, both in Atchison. According to a news release from Atchison Police Chief Mike Wilson, the criminal damage incidents involved spray-painted graffiti. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-American Network News.
It's time for another mowing season, and Hale Sales and Service is the call to make. Hale Sales and Service has moved to 6024 North Broadway in Park City. New convenient location, same great people, and the customer service you deserve, along with the best zero-turn mowers on the market today. Hustler Turf Equipment. With over 60 years' experience, Hale Sales and Service has a great selection of Hustler mowers, as well as the state's largest in-stock selection of Hustler parts for all your service needs. Made by Kansans just down the road in Heston. Hustler mowers are built for outstanding cut, matchless operator comfort, and ready-to-go reliability. Plus, it's downright fun to mow with a Hustler zero-turn mower. Hales offers great incentives and easy on-the-budget finance options for all new Hustler mowers. New or used, parts and service, homeowners or contractors, call 772-5853 or stop by the all-new Hales Sales and Service at 6024 North Broadway in Park City. Conveniently located just off Highway 135 and the 61st Street exit. Hales Sales and Service.
One person is dead following a shooting Sunday night in South Wichita. It happened around 9:15 p.m. in the 3000 block of South Elizabeth. That's near 31st Street South in Seneca. Wichita police found an adult man in the yard with gunshot wounds. EMS tried to save the man. Unfortunately, he was pronounced dead at the scene. Sergeant Chris Main said several people were being interviewed about the shooting. He says it doesn't appear to be gang-related. Andover Public Schools announced on Saturday night that Prairie Creek Elementary, the only Andover school to suffer damage from Friday's tornado, would be closed for the remainder of the school year. Some rooms of the school were untouched, while others were heavily damaged. District leaders are determining where and how those students will receive schooling for the rest of the year, saying they need a few days to figure out alternate locations for in-person school. There will be no school for Prairie Creek students this week. School is expected to resume on Monday, May 9th. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Warren Buffett gave Berkshire Hathaway investors a few details on how he spent more than $50 billion earlier this year, and again reassured them that the company he built will endure long after the 91-year-old billionaire is gone. Tens of thousands of investors packed in Omaha Arena Saturday to listen to Buffett and Berkshire's vice chairman answer questions for the first time since the pandemic began. Buffett didn't reveal everything he bought, but he did mention several highlights, including boosting Berkshire's stake in oil giant Chevron to $26 billion to make it one of the company's four biggest investments. A train derailment occurred in Shelton on Friday. Union Pacific Railroad crews were on the scene of a derailment west of Shelton. Emergency crews were called to the scene at Willow Road and U.S. Highway 30. That's about a mile west of Shelton for the derailment. 15 cars in the westbound train derailed. The cause of the derailment is under investigation. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Are you looking for a great deal on a pre-owned vehicle, but find they're hard to come by? Get to Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out. Other dealers may not have the selection, but Rusty Eck Ford has over 250 pre-owned vehicles to choose from, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. All makes, all models, all with our guaranteed lowest prices. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. Looking for a pre-owned Chevy? We got them. How about a Toyota? No problem. Dodge, Nissan, Kia? You name it, we've got it. And if we don't, we'll find it for you. Plus, lock in your rate today as low as 2.9% APR before they go any higher. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers with approved credit plus tax and fees not all qualify. Limited term financing offers cannot be combined with expired months sold.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Severe weather Friday evening prompted thunderstorm warnings, and a tornado warning was issued around 6 p.m. for Washington County and later extended to include a portion of northwest Marshall County. Sirens sounded in Washington as rotation was observed by radar. No tornado sightings were reported, and damage was not significant. That cell pushed just north of Hanover into southeast Nebraska. Gusty winds and some hail were noted. Rainfall reports late last week varied widely, with a brief heavy thunderstorm early Thursday morning that brought nearly 2.5 inches to areas near Blue Rapids and around an inch to parts of Washington County. Other areas received little, if any, accumulation. Rain also moved across southeast Nebraska Thursday evening. Friday rains were more widespread, but again, some areas received less than a quarter inch. County commissioners' meetings last week were largely routine business as Marshall County commissioners declared May Mental Health Month. They approved a contract with the HSRS Construction for repairs to the health department building and heard that the county insurance carrier has requested bids for roof repair at that building from recent windstorms. Neighborhood revitalization applications were approved, including a $400,000 request for the new grocery store at Axtell. A community group has recently demolished the former J&J grocery and will erect a new store at that site for a community-owned store. Washington County commissioners discussed the merit of burn bans. A number of grass and field fires this spring have been aggravated by continued dry conditions and made more challenging with gusty winds. Emergency management reported receiving multiple calls recently from fire chiefs and others. Discussion included consequences for those who burn during unsafe conditions. A policy established back in 1995 allows individual fire chiefs to disallow burns in their area. It was noted conditions in one part of a county may not always prevail in another part, and if a countywide ban were enacted, it could be several days before the next commissioner's meeting, allowing lifting of the ban. Consensus was to listen to comments at an upcoming fire meeting. Nemahal County commissioners were reminded the state has closed K-187 north of Centralia to U.S. 36 for a pair of bridge repairs. Traffic is being detoured from this route through completion expected in November. Eddie Aldrin has been hired as new emergency preparedness director for Nemahal County effective June 1st. Aaron Davis with Wichita State University spoke with commissioners about helping move to a county-owned and operated health department. The county attorney advised Nemahal County Community Health Services had inquired regarding renewal of their contract to continue serving as county health department. Consensus was to set up a meeting with Community Health Services in the county to discuss options as to what they would like to see moving forward. Gage County Board of Supervisors recently heard concerns with Don Schuler and a recall effort for that board member from Wymore, who represents District 6. Ashley Mason of Beatrice is with a group claiming that Schuler violated his oath in not representing constituents. During comments at open forum of a recent meeting, concerns were expressed that Schuler allegedly was recruiting candidates for supervisor positions outside his district that would run against current members. 453 valid signatures from his district would be necessary for a recall election. Karen L. Rickey, age 73, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 3 until 7. Family will receive friends Monday, 5 until 7, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Karen Rickey.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A chance for some rain and thunderstorms throughout the region today, and temperatures will stay slightly cooler, with our highs in the upper 40s and mid-50s throughout Iowa, the lower 40s and lower 50s throughout Nebraska, the upper 40s and upper 70s throughout Kansas, and the lower to upper 60s throughout Missouri. Showers and thunderstorms will continue overnight tonight, with our lows in the mid to upper 40s throughout Iowa, the upper 20s and lower 40s throughout Nebraska, the upper 20s and lower 50s throughout Kansas, and the upper 40s and lower 60s throughout Missouri. Staying cloudy and slightly warmer throughout Tuesday, with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 40s and upper 50s throughout Nebraska, the upper 50s and lower 70s throughout Kansas, and the upper 50s and upper 60s throughout Missouri. Some rain and thunderstorms likely throughout Wednesday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early May 71, record high on this date 91, the average low 49, and the record low 28. Sunset this evening 8:21, sunrise in the morning at 6:28.
The first fruit of the season is not a fruit at all. All about the garden's pie plant today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. the state's largest farm advocacy organization, brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, May 2nd, the 122nd day of the year. Wrestler-turned-actor Dwayne The Rock Johnson was born today. Spring is rhubarb season, and here's a little rhubarb trivia to savor as you wait for the pie plant to ripen. The name rhubarb comes from a Latin phrase meaning root of the barbarians, having originated in the regions of Mongolia and Tibet. Before sugar was widely available, rhubarb was mainly used to flavor meat and soup dishes and was valued as much of the rarest of spices. As an herbal remedy, rhubarb is said to relieve acid reflux and other digestive disorders, and it's one of the most reliable perennials in the garden. Some families have harvested from the same plants for up to 20 years. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Looking for rhubarb recipes? Find them at almanac.com.
This Mother's Day, show her you care with something beautiful from Reflections. Shop boutique clothing and accessories, home and garden decor, willow tree figurines, meaningful cards, pop-up bouquets, gourmet chocolate, candy, and so much more. Don't forget graduation is coming soon. Find everything you need to celebrate this year's graduates. From party supplies, fun and practical gifts, collegiate items, and great cards. There is something for everyone at Reflections. So much more than your favorite Hallmark store in downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports' Aaron Judge returned from a scheduled day off to homer twice and drive in the tying run as the Yankees rallied past Royals 6-4 for their ninth straight win. Judge went deep for the third straight game when he connected off Daniel Lynch. He added another no-doubt shot in the ninth, giving Judge five homers in the last five games and eight on the year. Clark Schmidt earned the win in relief of Yankee starter Luis Severino, and Aroldis Chapman handled the ninth for his sixth save. Dylan Coleman took the loss in relief for Kansas City. In the NFL draft, Kansas State's Skylar Thompson and Russ Yeast found new homes. Thompson, the quarterback with his name covered in the record book, is a Miami Dolphin. He was selected in the seventh round, number 247 overall. And he was the eighth quarterback taken off the board. Russ Yeast is going to play for the champs, the Los Angeles Rams. He was an all-first team Big 12 performer by the league's coaches in 2021. I'm Trey Stahl, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Are you looking for a great deal on a pre-owned vehicle but find they're hard to come by? Get to Rusty Eck Ford's Used Car Clearout. Other dealers may not have the selection, but Rusty Eck Ford has over 250 pre-owned vehicles to choose from with financing as low as 2.9% APR. All makes, all models, all with our guaranteed lowest prices. It's Rusty Eck Ford's Used Car Clearout with financing as low as 2.9% APR. Looking for a pre-owned Chevy? We got them. How about a Toyota? No problem. Dodge, Nissan, Kia? You name it, we got it. And if we don't, we'll find it for you. Plus, lock in your rate today as low as 2.9% APR before they go any higher. It's Rusty Eck Ford's Used Car Clearout. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offers with approved credit for special fees not all qualify. Limited term financing offers cannot be combined with expired months sold.
The New York Jets moved up the NFL draft again and added another speedy playmaker to their offense. Iowa State running back Breece Hall was taken with the 36th overall pick Friday night. The 6'1", 220-pound Hall was a two-time All-American who set an Iowa State record with 56 touchdowns in three seasons. Hall, a Wichita native, is a product of Wichita Northwest High School. On Friday night, Wichita State softball ran away from East Carolina in the series opener and set multiple records along the way. The Shockers dismantled the Pirates 24-1, a single-game scoring record, and hit 10 home runs in just five innings. WSU hit seven home runs in the second inning alone, the most all-time in a single inning in NCAA softball history. The 10 homers marked a school record, and so did the 23 hits. Wichita State has put themselves in a great position to win the American Conference regular season title and makes some noise in the postseason after picking up their 11th straight win on Sunday. I'm Trey Stahl, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
At Galloway, Wiegers & Brenniger, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brenniger, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
When storm clouds close in on your vehicle, rely on Dave's Body Shop to make everything right again. From paintless dent removal to more extensive hail damage, windshield repair and replacement, and more. Dave's Body Shop offers the experience that gets the job done. Let them go to work for you. Whether it's storm damage or an accident, call on Dave's Body Shop west of Marysville on the Pony Express Highway. For 24-hour towing, call them at 562-3283.
Eisenbar's Plumbing Shop wants teachers to know how much they are appreciated for the challenging role they play in educating the next generation. The knowledge you instill will be factored into their success in academics and future careers. Thank you from Eisenbar's Plumbing Shop in Seneca, plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. FNIC Group knows teachers have a challenging job. Your goal to excellence in education and success of your students is inspiring. Thank you for going the extra mile to reach that hard-to-teach student and recognizing when to put the fun in learning. From FNIC Group, our name has changed, but our values haven't.
PlantSkid Animal Repellents offer all-natural, effective plant protection for your garden, trees, and shrubs. It's proven effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, squirrels, and other herbivores. PlantSkid is OMRI-listed for organic use, and you don't need to reapply after every rain or snow. Plus, it has built-in soil enhancement for bigger, healthier plants. PlantSkid is made in the USA and available at independent garden centers across the country. Find out more at plantskydd.com. Add some color and flavor to your garden in containers with purple leaf basil varieties. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Dark Opal Basil is the 1962 All-America Selection winner that is still popular with gardeners and cooks. The deep purple leaves make a colorful garnish, addition to salads and herbal vinegars. Red Reuben has deep reddish purple leaves and is more disease resistant. You'll enjoy the spicy flavor and color in vinegars and your favorite recipes. Grow purple ruffles if you prefer a bit more texture. The frilly purple leaves are fragrant and often sport a bit of green. Bambino purple has green leaves with a dark purple overlay. The compact size, smaller leaves, and fragrance add texture and beauty to containers. The slightly larger black patina basil has the traditional Italian basil flavor. The medium-sized dark purple leaves have wonderful fragrance. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
The 2022 Pony Up Marysville Match Day is Friday. Your donations make a difference for area organizations working to build our community and families. Donate in person at the Helverine Community Center from 7 to 5 or visit ponyupmarysville.com to make your donation online from midnight Friday till 11:59 p.m. Friday. The Marshall County Historical Society is raising funds towards museum materials, exhibit displays, signage, display cases, mannequins, and archive storage containers to protect donations and artifacts not currently on display. Your contribution allows the Historical Society to continue their mission of sharing Marshall County's heritage with our future generations. The Marshall County Historical Society is raising funds towards significant costs involved with saving the tower of the building and repairing the North Brick Wall. Over the years, time and the elements have deteriorated some of the building structure, and efforts continue to maintain and improve the stability and assure that the historic courthouse will stand strong for the future. Pony Up Match Day is this Friday. Donate in person at the Helvering Community Center or online at ponyupmarysville.com.
If you drive by Junction City, Kansas on Interstate 70, you'll see the airfield and buildings related to one of the country's military bases. But how and why did such an important fort get established here? The intriguing answer is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Fort Riley was established in 1853 to meet the needs of a nation moving west.
It wasn't called Fort Riley at the time. It was called Camp Center. And the reason for that is at the time, it was thought to be the geographical center of the United States. They didn't get it quite right.
Dr. Robert Smith at Fort Riley says they were about 80 miles from the true center.
It was also established here because close proximity to the Santa Fe Trail and the Oregon Trail, soldiers could be deployed to either of those trails in escorting convoys.
In the 1870s, Fort Riley began to take on an added mission.
General Phil Sheridan, who was chief of the Army at the time, decided that Fort Riley would be an ideal spot to house a cavalry and light artillery school.
That school continued to expand, and this location on the plains of Kansas was the perfect place to do so.
The size of the fort at the time was very conducive to training cavalry. We had lots and lots of territory in which they could train. Secondly, since there was lots of territory, this was great haying area, and a lot of hay was sent to other cavalry units, was actually harvested here and then sent when the railroad came in.
The fort remains an important training ground yet today, and it houses the U.S. Cavalry Museum and the 1st Infantry Museum. More next time as we travel the countryside in Junction City, Kansas. I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a household and real estate auction held for the Eldon Zimmerman Estate, located at 1507 Jenkins Street in Marysville, held on Thursday, May 5th, starting at 5:30, house to follow, selling approximately at 6:30. This property includes a two-bedroom bungalow with full bath, a full-finished attic, and a full unfinished basement. For more information, contact Greg Kretz at 785-630-0701 or visit kansasauction.net. /Kretz. Once again, this is May 5th, starting at 5:30.
Snails and slugs move around the garden at, well, a snail's pace. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. They may be slow, but the damage they can do adds up quickly if they're not controlled, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Slugs and snails are a universal pain in gardens. They're very similar creatures, except snails carry their house on their back. Robin Rosetta is a retired extension educator at Oregon State University. She says 99% of the snails and slugs found in your garden are not native. Since they thrive in cool, damp areas during the day, Rosetta says one line of defense is to eliminate their hiding places.
See if you have woody debris around, containers, anything that they would hide under during the daytime is a good place to look, and you can hand collect them. Often it's just pretty easy to put them in a can of soapy water and they'll drown within 24 hours usually.
Some people use cups of beer buried around the plants. Slugs and snails are attracted to the yeast in the beer and fall in. There are chemicals that control them, but be careful because these products may be harmful to pets and kids. Barriers around your plants are another option. Copper flashing and screen is often successful. The copper somehow reacts with the critter's slime, causing a flow of electricity. Snails and slugs need moisture to function, so you might solve the problem by just letting everything dry out.
If you water in the morning versus water in the evening, chances are that you're going to see a great reduction in the amount of damage overnight because it'll still be wet if you water in the evening. So having things drier, again, will tend to make it less conducive.
If your garden is overrun with snails and slugs, change your landscaping. The creatures aren't fond of plants with stiff leaves and highly scented foliage. They also won't munch on geraniums, impatiens, begonias, and ornamental grasses. Learn more about snails and slugs at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Do you need health insurance? The Northeast Kansas Community Action Program can help with free, unbiased enrollment assistance. Our certified navigators can help you find and enroll in a plan that's right for you. Call 785-742-2222 today. You may qualify to enroll now based on your income or life changes, and our navigators can help. Call NECAP Inc. today at 785-742-2222. That's 785-742-2222.
The war in Ukraine continues to impact global agriculture. An update today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Unlocking the power of your field data shouldn't be complicated. That's why you need the InCommand 1200, Ag Leader's in-cab display for every field activity and piece of machinery on your farm. The all-in-one display connects your entire operation, every season, display, field, and row. It's simple, it's smart, and it's just what your farming operation is missing. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. The U.S. Meat Export Federation has a stake in what's happening in Ukraine, and USMEF's Aaron Borer says a lot of countries depend on Ukrainian grain exports for livestock feed.
Not only are we worried about this crop that should be planted right now, but also the grain in storage that was still to be exported for the rest of this crop year. And those exports are not going out of the Ukrainian ports right now. They're working to try to do some grain trade by rail into Europe. But basically, you're looking at product that's still yet to ship, not going, and then real questions about the current crop and whether Ukraine can get it in the ground.
Borer says another impact of the Ukraine war has actually made American pork more competitive in Europe.
And we've seen those European pig prices jump by like 35% over the past month. And we're starting to close that gap where we have been at a premium to Europe since March of 2021, and that's not normal. Usually we're the lower cost producer and thus lower price, and we've been out of whack for over a year now.
Borer believes the dust won't settle anytime soon.
On the feed side, it looks to be significant and something that's going to last at least into next year, if not the next year.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Smoky Hill Construction takes pride in building infrastructure projects in Kansas. We want you to join our team. Positions are available for heavy equipment operators, truck drivers, concrete finishers, and construction workers. Inexperienced trainees start at $17 an hour. We also offer health insurance, travel reimbursement, paid time off, and training opportunities. Experience the pride in seeing your project take shape each day and being valued in a positive atmosphere. Search online for Smoky Hill Construction to apply.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a brand new 2022 Silverado 2500 HD. It's the High Country's E71 pickup. They have a like new 2020 Silverado 1500 LTZ. It's a Z71 package, one owner, four-door, and available for immediate test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Patrick DeHond with Gas Buddy has now come out to say that it's been a volatile month, and thanks to a host of international issues, he notes that oil prices have dropped to right around $93 a barrel, at least what it was last week, only to rocket back up to $108 for Monday's trade this week. DeHond says while oil prices are moving higher, gasoline and diesel prices continue to decrease. And he adds that it may take a little bit of time for prices to move higher because of the lag, not only in the upside, but the downside and what we see at the local pump.
There's a little bit more margin stations have right now because of how high prices go before they started to recede. And that gives stations some time to slowly push discounts to the retail level, and that's why even though oil prices are up considerably from a week ago, there's still enough padding, so to speak, that stations don't have to send those higher prices along just yet.
He goes on to point out that if oil prices continue to advance, the price you pay at the pump may eventually move even higher. And when it comes to the question of pump prices into the future, especially with the warmer weather and summer months not too far down the road, he says it's very hard to predict what consumers may actually face. He says a host of headlines are causing the current volatility, making it difficult to see just over a couple of weeks in advance.
The European Union, for example, continues to mull over additional sanctions on Russia's oil and gas sector, which could boost prices significantly. But from what I understand, sources have said that the EU is waiting to implement sanctions until after the French election. So there could be further price implications down the road.
He goes on to say that right now the global economy is still in the midst of the pandemic, adding China has seen a big uptick as well in COVID-19 cases, which lowered expected oil demand on their front. At the same time, with the ongoing conflict between Russia and the Ukraine, putting some more pressure on the markets. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
There's a lot to say about the deliciousness of steaks, burgers, and kebabs, and the wonders of a summer cookout. But we figure, why go through all the trouble when beef can speak for itself?
May is Beef Month, and your Beef Month message brought to you by the Mid-America Ag Network and the El Dorado Livestock Auction. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales every Thursday at 11 a.m. Online at eldoradolivestock.com.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Wheat growers looking for high yields and disease tolerance are turning to the latest release from the AgriPro brand, AP Bigfoot. New for 2022, AP Bigfoot offers industry-leading yield potential with acid soil and drought tolerance, as well as very good tolerance to leaf and stripe rust. AP Bigfoot is also one of the top varieties in the AgriPro brand lineup for wheat streak mosaic virus tolerance. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates online.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be having a special stock cow sale Wednesday, May the 4th, starting at 11 a.m. on the breeding bulls, followed by the first calf heifer pairs, spring and fall bred heifers, cow calf pairs, and fall bred cows. Consignments include 100 black and 50 red Angus first calf heifers. They'll have fancy 30 to 60 day old calves by side. There will be 60 fancy black fall calving, calfhood vaccinated first calf heifers, bred to calvinese, sim Angus bulls, and Angus bulls for late August through October calving. Cow calf pairs include over 315 black and black white faced cows. They'll be 4 years to short and solid. They'll have January through April Angus and sim Angus sire calves by side. Red cows include 160 black red Angus and red baldy fall calving cows, mostly 3 to 5 years old. They'll be bred to Angus and Hereford bulls for September to October calving. Breeding bulls include Hereford, Angus, Red Angus, Balancer, and Simmental Cross bulls. To consign cows, for more information on a special cow sale to be held Wednesday, May the 4th, starting at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Wheat prices are high this year in Argentina, but so are input costs, especially fertilizer. USDA's Foreign Ag Service says it's expecting farmers there to plant less. The FAS office in Buenos Aires says in a new report that it expects a 6% decrease in wheat planting this year, but notes local production see a decline as much as 25%. The report says there are many factors which are playing against the increase in planted acres. The most important is a significant increase in fertilizer prices. That's adding $200 of cost per hectare. As wheat demands a large investment at a time when financing has gotten more expensive, farmers may opt out for a crop with lower input costs. The FAS forecasts Argentine wheat production for the 22-23 marketing year, 18.6 million metric tons. That's down 3.3 million tons. A former USDA cattle inspector faces stiff prison sentence and up to $250,000 in fines after pleading guilty to accepting more than $40,000 in bribes from Mexican cattle brokers. Roberto Adams, who was the lead animal health technician, was paid to allow cattle into the country without proper quarantine or legitimate inspection. The U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of Texas said the bribes were paid over the course of at least 14 months. He could get up to 15 years in prison. Annie Lanko Animal Health getting U.S. licensing rights to feed an additive developed by Royal DSM to cut methane emissions from cattle. According to the companies, the on-farm trials in 14 countries show the additive consistently reduces enteric methane emissions by about 30% in dairy cows and even a higher percentage in beef cattle. Methane emissions from belching cattle are one of the largest sources of greenhouse gas emissions from agriculture. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Before you buy a used tractor directly from another farmer, investigate the tractor's past history. Also, hop on the seat and drive it on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our ExactEmerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
And dealers are popular places to find a used tractor, but sometimes you'll find a farmer selling a tractor on his own. If you're interested in buying and the tractor is 1 to 3 years old, it's probably in good condition or at least any issues were taken care of under warranty. Older tractors need closer scrutiny. Dave Mowitz is the executive machinery editor for Successful Farming Magazine. He says it's important that you investigate the tractor's past.
Ask how it was used and why they're selling it. That's a question that catches a lot of guys is, why are you selling it? Is it he's retiring or he's just got a bigger tractor and decided to sell this himself? Or you may be able to detect if he's trying to get rid of a problem. And then ask for the service records. If a guy doesn't have service records on a tractor, I'd be pretty worried. I would want to know how well that's been taken care of.
It's crucial to do a physical inspection. Hop on the tractor seat and start it. Let it warm up and listen to the engine.
Listen to it run inside the cab, because there's different noises coming into the cab. Get outside, open the hood, and listen to it out there. Does it run evenly with no knocking at full speed? Is there a constant sound coming from the stack? Or are you getting a miss in there? Is the operation ragged? If that's the case, the injectors and valves could be faulty. Constant black smoke might mean you got a fuel pump problem. Gray smoke, maybe you have a crack in the block or there's some problem where the coolant's getting in there.
If you're not confident in your own inspection skills, bring a friend or a mechanic along with you. I'm Jody Hinke. Find more machinery inspection tips at agriculture.com.
Quality products by quality people for quality customers. Join the Landall team. Looking for painters, welders, assemblers, and material handlers. Offering competitive wages and a benefit package that includes $2 an hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, paid time off, comprehensive insurance, profit sharing, and the newest benefit, fuel allowance, and much more. Apply online or call 785-562-5381. Landall Company, an equal opportunity employer, including vets and disability.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Going through a Monday today. Market wrapping up in just a little bit. Been pretty consistent on the board today. Still mostly lower in the grain markets as corn, wheat, and soybeans all lower today. Livestock market still mostly higher as they continue to climb as the day goes along here. We'll see how we wrap up here in just a little bit. Corn market, they're slowly moving downward as the day's gone on here with May corn down 12 and 3/4 cents at 805 and a half. July corn still down 15 cents now at 798 and a half. Wheat market, they saw a little bit of green for a short time, but they've been mostly red today with May KC wheat down 4 1/4 at 1090 even a bushel. July KC wheat's down 9 3/4 at 1096 even. On the bean side, May soybeans down 40 cents right now. They've taken a big hit, sitting at 1668 and a quarter. July beans currently down 43 3/4 cents at 1641. Soybean meal, they're down slightly with May meal down $1.40 right now at 439.10. July down by 490 as well at 427.40. In the bean oil, big hits here with May down $5.60 at 83.57, and the July in the red $4.19 at 79.99. On the flip of the coin, cotton market is a little bit higher today with May cotton up $4.31 at 156.64, and the oats market is in the green slightly with May up by 5 pennies at 680. And a half. Livestock market right now still kind of mixed, but mostly higher. Live cattle for June up $2.67 at 135.32. The feeder cattle for May up 4.65 at 161 even. And the lean hogs for May in the red by $1.52 at 99.37. U.S. dollar index today, they are seeing some big gains with the June index up 70 cents at 103.67. We have 30-year bonds for June up down by a point right now at 139 even. And 10-year notes in the red by a quarter of a point at 118 and 12. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
There's a lot to say about the deliciousness of steaks, burgers, and kebabs, and the wonders of a summer cookout. But we figure, why go through all the trouble when beef can speak for itself?
May is Beef Month. In your Beef Month message brought to you by the Mid-America Ag Network and the El Dorado Livestock Auction. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales every Thursday at 11 a.m. Online at eldoradolivestock.com.
Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Wheat growers looking for high yields and disease tolerance are turning to the latest release from the AgriPro brand, AP Bigfoot. New for 2022, AP Bigfoot offers industry-leading yield potential with acid soil and drought tolerance, as well as very good tolerance to leaf and stripe rust. AP Bigfoot is also one of the top varieties in the AgriPro brand lineup for wheat streak mosaic virus tolerance. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates on
KNDY. decades of country music play here on Classic Country KNDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.